Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode on how to get over what annoys you in relationships. You know what I'm talking about. Whether it's squeezing the toothpaste from the wrong end, or the way they chew, or how they breathe, or they never put their socks away. Like, we could go on and on, right? And whether that's a partner or a child, how do you get over that? I'm going to tell you today the magic trick. But before I do, I wanted to shout out that there's so many good things going on my website and my newsletter. So go check it out if you have not. Go to CamilleBauer.com. You can click to sign up for my newsletter. And I put out awesome content twice a month. And you get to stay in the loop with me and join my tribe. And I would be honored to have you join people that are part of my crew. So check that out on my website if you haven't already. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, share. My cute 10-year-old is like, Mom, you need to say this at every video in the beginning. And I'm just like, okay, turn on notifications, you know. So I'm going to have him come on and do a debut on next week's episode. I'm going to have him do the like, subscribe, and whatever he thinks I should say. You guys, you love Wyatt. He's so cute. But anyway, if you're listening to my podcast, leave me a review. I love those. I'm so grateful for the listeners that I have. I'm just getting up on 20,000 downloads, and that's crazy to me. Like, a lot of times when I feel like what I have shared or what I have to say or doesn't matter, you know, then I go and I look back and it's like, wow, you know, I'm humbled and grateful for the people that watch my videos and listen to my podcasts. Because it feels good knowing that I'm helping others. And that's what propels me every single week to release content to you. And that's what propels me to help people in mentoring and coaching. So if you feel like you can't help yourself, if you feel like your life is hard and you need someone to help you pull yourself out of the mud, wipe the mud out of your eyes and help you see a new vision for your life, I would be honored to walk that journey with you. And you can sign up for a free discovery session on my website as well, CamilleBauer.com. But that for me is one of the most joy-filled things that I do, is help people in mentoring and coaching. One of the things that often resurfaces is this week's topic. And since we're talking about gratitude and the magic of it this month, I wanted to speak to how the heck we get over annoying stuff. I used to own a retail store. One of them was a knitting shop, and I had it for 10 years. And let me tell you, like, people would sit around and stitch. They have another thing that's called stitching night, but we'd have a Tuesday night knitting class every week, and everybody would sit together. Plus, I taught classes throughout the week. Anyway, it was a real big opportunity for me to see people and hear people. Similar to a hairstylist, it's like you feel like a therapist sometimes at the end of a two-hour class. And so many times the common denominator was how much their loved ones drove them crazy and annoyed them. And I get it. Like, right? I get it. I have three kids and right now two bonus children that live in the home with us. So we have four total kids, me and Todd, and that live in the home. But I'm so grateful that I have been able to relate to people on the annoying realm where it's like, oh yeah, I feel you. I get what it's like to be annoyed. I remember my mom had a plaque growing up and it was like, having children is like being pecked to death by ducks, you know? And I think she had 5 kids, and I think it was just something one of her girlfriends gave her to laugh. And I never got that until I had kids of my own. And it was like, oh. But going back to my knitting classes, as I would sit there and hear ladies talk about the person they love most in their lives and complain about their spouse, once my late husband got sick with cancer, it was very hard for me to not speak to the fact that they're lucky that they have that person. And I almost always tactfully got to the point where I would say, you know, I'm really happy for you, though, that they're alive and they're not facing something devastating that you have to worry about losing them. Because if we really want to get over what annoys you with the people you love, there's one thing you need to do. Just one. You ready for it? That one thing is, remember that they could be gone tomorrow. Nobody is guaranteed to be here for an X amount of time. So next time you look at those socks, or you see that laundry, or you look at the sink, or the toothpaste, or whatever it is, next time you look at it, you need to think, if that was person I love was gone tomorrow and I never saw that mess, would I miss it? And I guarantee you, you would miss that toothpaste. You would miss the cabinets being open. You would miss those things that drive you crazy if that person was gone. And that single ideal of training your brain to remember that they could be gone will elicit gratitude for who they are and what they bring to your life. Because the truth is, we're all terminal, right? We're all going to have a last day that we don't know when it is. But I am so grateful every day, and I'm able to be more grateful because I know that life is not guaranteed to everybody every day for a certain amount of time that we think growing old and gray and then we die. Like, I know that's not true. And I just going to bed last night, I remember just like snuggling up next to Todd being just like, I adore you. I love you so much. You know, like, I really do. And I'm so grateful. And we need to give others in our lives grace. What does that mean? That means we need to get over it. If there's the toothpaste, if the dishwasher's loaded wrong, if this, if that, if your boys can't keep their hands to themselves, no matter what you do, I feel you so much. But if one of them weren't there to do that, you would miss it. So remember that, treasure that, especially if you're listening to this and it's the week before Thanksgiving and the holidays are approaching. It's very easy to be annoyed with those that we love when we have a lot more things going on in our life. But please remember that it could be your last Thanksgiving with somebody. And would you want to have those thoughts and feelings in your heart? And let me tell you, you don't. You want to treasure them and appreciate them and love them, because you never know when is your last day or their last day. And I know that's kind of doom and gloom, but it's the truth. Like, it is the honest truth, and it helps keep you in the space of gratitude. If you remember, not everybody's days are guaranteed. You are able to live in the present, treasure what you have, and look at who you have in your life and appreciate them, value them, and love them. On that note, I can't wait to speak to you next week. Little Wag Eye will film my intro and come in for the like, comment, subscribe, push a bell. I don't know why it'll give us the 411. But anyway, I hope you're preparing for a beautiful Thanksgiving. I'm going to be making it all with my man. I really wish it was my family's year. But anyway, I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.